first of all, the report came out of the Industry Advisory Council, which, along with the American Council for Technology, is really a unique public-private partnership that's dedicated to helping government use technology to serve the public. And so it's really where industry leaders in the technology industry serving government, as well as government CIOs and other leaders, get together to look at what are the key topics the government's challenged with today and how can technology be applied to solve them.
And the subject that you guys are looking at, that you chose to look at, was the title of the paper is Eight Best Practices for Around Information Sharing. And why choose that subject, and how did you actually do this report?
Good question. Why we chose the subject as one of the projects of the Shared Interest Group is specifically because information exchange, sharing information and data across boundaries, whether it's across federal agency, state agency, and citizens, or across agencies themselves, is really becoming a critical piece of mission delivery for many areas of mission, whether it's health, whether it's national security, law enforcement, other missions.
And talk about basically what you wanted to do is sort of do an assessment and come up with best practices across government?
That's correct. So the team, which consisted of several volunteers, core group being one being Patrick Cronin from CGI, another Sundar Vaidyanathan from Unisys, and Habib Nazibdar of Enlightened, really led the team. And so they looked at data sharing programs in government that are underway, and really seeking the best practices they have used to make those programs successful.
So let's get into the real meat of this thing and give us some of these best practices, because my sense always is this is really a challenge that a lot of agencies really struggle with. Is, I mean, as long as I've been covering this stuff, people have been talking about how do we share information? How do we collaborate in a way that works?
And that's very true, Chris. And there are several different, I guess there are eight specific best practices. And for folks who want to view the report, it is available on the web at actgov.org. That's actgov.org. And a couple of key findings.
And we'll have that linked up at federalnewsradio.com. So in case people are driving, we don't want them driving off the road or anything like that. So we'll have a link there as well.
Excellent. Excellent. And one of the key findings from the paper, I believe, is really a emphasis on adopting an inclusive approach to managing the program and governing the program that involves as many key stakeholders as possible. A couple of findings there are that you really have some business owners of the information that a given agency has, but you also have subject matter experts who really know the data inside and out, and to involve those different parties as well as senior leadership to help make the tough decisions to share the information and bring it together for a more powerful result.
And one of the items that you have in the list is focus on performance outcomes and foster innovation, and this is something that government has been talking about for 15 years now, about how to focus on those outcomes, not just on on coming out with the report. What's the actual result of the report? Those kinds of things, right?
That's very true. Very true. And what was interesting here is that there are a couple of very specific examples cited in the report of how a given program in the government is tackling that challenge. Because you're right, it's been something that different agencies have dealt with over many years. And what this highlighted, for example, one of the programs that was interviewed was the U.S. Visit Program regarding Homeland Security. And one of the challenges they had was needing to get a fast capture printing device that captures basically fingerprints. And so they really needed to get a unique solution, went through different, put out a statement of objectives asking industry for ideas, and then really went from there to get innovative ideas.
And one of the other ones that I found really interesting, one of your other best practices, was establishing governance and defining escalation paths for issue resolution. Oftentimes, we sort of almost, programs get stuck, people start sharing information, they hit up against some kind of wall or hit some bump, and everything sort of gets thrown into almost a recurring loop. They can't get out of it. What kind of examples did you find around this governance process?
Good point, Chris. There were actually three specific things that came out of that, the interviews and the analysis to help really smooth over those bumps or even prevent them up front. One was really thinking about and starting the governance process early, like establish, for example, one program that was interviewed was the District of Columbia program involved with law enforcement information. And what they did was establish a IT advisory committee up front and rules of building trust and who owns actually making decisions about information. A second item that they did that the study found was establishing decision makers early so that you really can keep that flow going and don't hit those speed bumps. So really that agreement across the different stakeholders is important there on who can make decisions and how fast.
And one of your other bullet points was expect to have inconsistencies in policies and processes among the constituents. Not everyone has to be on the exact same page as long as you're all going in the right direction.
That's right. And the thing that came out of that from the interviews was establishing really the framework for how you would deal with those inconsistencies or different opinions in something even as formal as a memoranda of understanding between the parties. A good example was within the General Services Administration's acquisition environment. They looked at having a security agreement in place with different agencies that they were sharing information with.
Is there some overarching lesson learned? I mean, as we said, this has been something that agencies have been struggling with for, I mean, decades. We've been talking about it over and over again. All of a sudden, it feels like this is a real different time, like this may actually be happening.
I think it is, Chris, and one of the key reasons this is coming to the fore is that we really need to wring out of information exchange processes a way to really make things more efficient, for a mission and more effective. And it's also coming to the fore with the emphasis on transparency, to really share information in a transparent manner. And I think that the key outcomes, and we've touched on a couple of these already, really is that establishing a good groundwork for this multiple key stakeholders, how they communicate, how they're going to make decisions, and move forward to a common mission result.
But it does feel also as if there's all of a sudden these tools out here that almost enable this to happen almost as part of the way that they work, and Intellipedia being one of the better examples. This is just sharing information is part of the system.
That's correct. And when you have that's an excellent example that you cite, and when you start to see the benefits from sharing your program's information with another program and you see their information as well and being able to put two and two together to a real an improved decision and improved mission outcome, that's where you see real traction.
And it is a little bit around sort of almost build this better mousetrap. People will come. I know the folks over at Intellipedia are sort of struggling with, okay, we built the better mousetrap and still people like their old systems. At some point, it seems like you need some top level almost support or proponent or somebody who says, okay, this is inherent in what we do. We do share information and we're going to go forward with systems that support that.
And the interviews from this study showed exactly that. One of the key best practices was securing a departmental or cabinet-level sponsor really to give the direction and imperative that people do collaborate and work towards the common goal.
And it also seems like some of these things, like establishing a governance process, you almost don't want to get so roped up in the creating all the planning to do the plan to do the sharing. Some of this you just have to a little bit launch into, don't you?
And I think that is true. You want to balance having processes in place so you don't hit the speed bumps, but not to make establishing the process itself a large speed bump where you don't get off to the dime.
It's almost establishing processes that allow things to keep moving forward and keep experimenting. And the phrase that I keep hearing people talk about is make small mistakes often and be able to learn from those very, very quickly.
I think that's a fair comment, Chris.